Welcome to the Top Rope Chef After Show for Lita's Mexican Style Ceviche and S.A. Rios's Black Beans al Grande Soup.
Welcome. Welcome to the show.
I'll give you that long pause. Jacqueline, we haven't been, talking for a while, and I'm sure you've made food.
I have made food.
Tell me about your food life right now. What are you doing?
I'm having trouble eating, actually, lately.
Oh, that's no fun.
It's not fun. But I have been eating a lot of Brussels sprouts.
Oh, yeah. They're so good.
Back on the Brussels sprouts. I'm actually just on frozen vegetables in general because they're quick and easy to do. And I just don't have a ton of time right now.
Sure. I get that.
Yeah. Oh, Brussels sprouts and peas. Oh, we've been just doing experimental stir fries with Brussels sprouts and peas and all kinds of other things. I found that I really, really love peas in stir fry, though.
Oh, they're incredible.
I have never had peas in stir fry unless they were like from a restaurant and that's how they came.
Yeah, I try to put peas in a lot of stuff. They just like add so much nice flavor and texture to things. Some curries lately.
Yeah.
Asian grocery store has been selling this like delicious thing in a can. It's like a curry in a can. You just add like coconut milk to it.
Yeah.
And it just like cooks it up and you just put whatever vegetables you want and it's incredible.
Yeah, I've gotten those from our Asian grocery store too. They're like different colors.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And you don't ever know what you're getting.
No.
The red is really, really, really hot.
Yeah, there's some, it's confusing when you eat something spicy out of a can.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's like my brain can't understand.
I don't know why that's confusing, but it is. Yeah, I totally agree.
I usually don't have things that have flavor in them that come out of these cans.
Yeah, right. Yeah, that's it. That's it.
It tastes so good. This tastes like real food.
Right.
I'm confused.
Yeah, so stir fries. The one I made most recently was peas and bok choy. And husband figured out how to fry tofu, but without frying it and baking it instead. But it gives it like a much crispier texture, I guess.
I want the crispier texture tofu.
Yeah.
I want that. I get that in some Thai food dishes, and I just can never recreate it.
Yeah. So he did a bunch of research one day for fun. And so they said, and this worked, you like smoosh the tofu with like a cloth or paper towel with like a plate on top of it so it's weighted and it's pushing the water out, and then you slice it, and then you put it, the slices, like you line a plate or a bowl, he lined like a strainer with them, and you let it sit in the fridge for, I think he said, 4 hours, so it gets even drier. And then you bake it.
Oh.
He baked it for like 45 minutes, so it gets like really crispy, but it tastes like it's fried, and then you put it in with everything else, and it actually has like its own texture and doesn't just like fall apart.
Do you use a firm or medium firm
tofu? Extra firm.
Extra firm.
Extra firm always. I've not had good luck with anything else because it just like black.
Yeah, the silken one just like turns into just goo.
I don't care for that.
Yeah, it just like disappears in whatever you put it in.
Yeah, yeah.
It's good for, like, I think I have a recipe for, like, a sauce, like a, almost like a hummus that's, like, made with tofu, and it, like, that works great for that. It's the right texture already, so all the work's kind of done for you.
Yeah.
But, yeah, I don't want to eat soft tofu. That's not fun. Mm. I want to eat the delicious fried stuff. I want it to taste like goodness.
Yeah, tastes like restaurant.
Mm-hmm. Tastes like restaurant. The Thai food place by me has something called, I think it's called Ked Pao, maybe? But it's basically just basil fried rice with tofu in it.
And it's incredible. That sounds so good.
It's so good. Oh, I love basil so much.
Fresh basil, just...
I just eat it. I'll just put it on like a sandwich and eat it. It's fine.
It's really nice now that it's like summer and I have like my basil plants are alive, like basil and dill and all that stuff. So if I need any of that, I just get to go outside and cut it and feel like I'm like successful.
I did my good thing for the day. But I've even like tried putting it in water. Like that's, it's fun. It looks like flavored up your water.
I've been putting basil in a lot of drinks, actually, more than food. It's really good in any kind of like lemonade or like lemon limeade thing. If you put some basil in and like a few slices of cucumber, it's just such like a bright and refreshing mouth thing.
Have you tried a rosemary sprig? I recently came across one that was like a rosemary limeade. That sounded pretty good.
Ooh, that sounds good.
Yeah.
I've had rosemary sprigs in grapefruit juice.
Oh, sure. I could see that being
okay. Been really good. But they're both kind of bitter and not that sweet. The lemonade sounds good.
Mm-hmm. But I'm going to try that. I want to get a bunch of just like delicious like herbs and put them in drinks. I think that's going to be like the new trend. I also have another thing that I'm doing.
What?
I'm going to blow your mind. Here we go.
Okay. Here we go.
When I make a salad, I now use two different kinds of salad dressing on the salad.
What?
I don't commit to just one salad dressing anymore. I mix and mingle my salad dressings.
What are you doing?
I'm breaking all of the rules, Jacqueline.
What?
I've got this like lemon poppy seed one that I mix with like this garlic ranch one that I mix with this like Asian ginger one. It's like, and I'll use like the combination of like two of them. And just, like, you know, like sprinkle them on half and half and just make a whole new different kind of salad dressing flavor. I've been putting on rice. What I've been eating just, like, because I've been running a lot. And when I'm running, like, I just need to eat, like, a good thing or else I'll just die. So I'll just put, like, lettuce and rice together and put some, like, salad dressing on it and eat it. And it's really good. Two different kinds of dressing, though.
Two dressings.
Don't commit to one dressing anymore. You want to use balsamic vinaigrette? Put some lemon in there. Put something with lemon in there. Get two different dressings in there.
Okay.
This world's too big for one salad dressing per salad.
I mean, I will make sure that ends up on your headstone. I'm thinking of the salad dressings I have in my fridge right now.
Yes.
I have balsamic. Like
you probably have a Greek goddess, maybe a light Caesar.
Oh God, how did you know?
Because I know everything, Jacqueline.
I don't know. It's green. It's green goddess.
That's the one, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Wow. That was weird. And I do also have a light Caesar dressing. Do you have video cameras, like, in my house?
No. I've just known you for, like, 20 years.
No, we're not that old.
It's close to it.
It's
definitely rounding up.
Yeah. Yeah, so I have those two, and then also balsamic.
Yeah. So I give it a whirl. Mix it up. Try the two salad dressing life and see how you like it.
I will do that.
Mm-hmm. If you're just intimidated. If you're just a plain ranch and Caesar person, put them both on. If you want to get like a Thousand Island mix in there with like a Russian or a French, do it. Go nuts. So far, there haven't been any wrong answers so far.
Really? That was my next question. Nothing has been like, I won't do that again.
No, it's fine. They're great.
What? You did blow my mind. That's a lot to take in.
Yeah. If I can give anything to humanity, it's going to be this. People are going to start doing it, I bet.
This is how you're going to leave your mark on humankind?
Mm-hmm. Just go ahead, listeners. If you're a little hesitant about what I'm saying, give it a go. Try it out.
You should trust Brad with this stuff. As weird as it is, he is usually right. Have you done anything with that peanut dressing, that Thai peanut dressing you made?
Yeah, it just goes on cucumber or goes on a salad.
No, I mean, like, did you mix that dressing with another of these dressings yet?
I haven't. I haven't made that one in a while.
Okay.
If it's possible, I got like two. I made it too often, and I just like wanted other things.
Yeah, you just gotta take a break.
Yeah, that's all. We're just on a break right now. Me and peanut butter dressing. We're just we're keeping it cash.
Same. I went through my phase with peanut butter dressing, right.
I put it on like everything, we'll stir fries, salads. It was just going on everything I was doing. I was just eating it, just like.
Yep.
With carrots or just whatever.
Yep.
Just grabbing and eating it. Yeah.
Everything was a vessel for that. I put it on sandwiches.
Oh, it was so good on sandwiches.
Like in a wrap?
Yeah. Oh, my gosh.
Yeah. Yeah. I haven't really been doing too much else. Just quick things that are nourishing and have protein. Just shove it in my face and go do whatever I'm doing.
That's pretty much like what I am too. I just need it for fuel.
Yeah.
If I eat anything but I'll just like feel bad when I go running. Like I'll eat like a piece of pizza and I'll just be like, this is dumb. Like I feel awful that I'm like running today. I just don't want to do it now.
Yeah, like your body's just like, what am I supposed to do with this? Figure it out. Why are you making me do this?
I ate too much food like this weekend and I was just like, I wanted to do things today, but I just ate silly foods. Now I'm just stuck here.
Yep.
Too many cookies.
Yep. When I go to jujitsu. So yesterday when I went, I ate junk all weekend because it was like my last weekend before classes. So I ate junk. And then on Monday I was like, oh, my belly doesn't feel good. Oh, I better just balance out the junk with like the right combination of junk to give me like that weird, like, okay feeling. Yeah. You know how you do that sometimes?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, and then I go to jiu-jitsu and like, okay, do jumping jacks and push-ups and all this stuff. Like, I want to die. Why did I do this to myself? I'm like sweaty immediately and just sick. And
the food I put in me doesn't want me to do these things.
Yeah. It is interesting to think about it in that way, though.
Oh, sure.
I have previously had heard people go, oh, I don't care what I eat, or I'm just eating like for fuel and whatever, and like, I don't get that. That's disgusting. That's no way to live. But like, okay, I kind of get it now if you like actually have to get stuff done.
Yeah,
like,
if you need to use those calories in like an effective way.
Yeah. Cookies all of a sudden don't work as sustenance.
I can usually kind of like screw up or like mess up like a lunch or a breakfast, but like my dinner has to be good or else I'm just done for.
Yes, same. Same.
As I work out at night. Other than that, I just like been doing cold brew because it's hot out and lots of iced teas and good drinks. Water, I'm just like drowning in water. It's just the greatest thing ever.
Pounding water all day.
Yeah. I don't even get people who drink soda anymore. It's like, it's almost like the equivalent of seeing someone smoke a cigarette. I'm like, what are you doing? Like, what is that?
Or even some of those energy drinks. Like, I tried that, and it made my belly feel like it was ripping apart. This is not... I like that. I like that flavor. Like,
what are you talking about? This is gross. This is terrible. This tastes bad and makes me feel bad. What are you doing?
Yeah. Watching you eat it makes me feel bad. Pie. Go for pie. Been doing a lot of experiments at work, because it's tourist season, and Traverse City is known for cherries, it's la, bumping. La, la.
It is bumping right now in Traverse City, I bet.
Oh, boy. So we had to come up with, like, new and sexy pie, like, ooh, summer pie sexy things. Pies. Yeah, so what we came up with was, so we decided on the flavor combination of cherry lime.
That's good.
Because that's very summer, right?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Yeah, it's summer, and it's Sonic, slushy, like... It's hot, or it's like a hot weather kind of thing and classic at the same time. So what we decided to do was take a key lime pie, which is already lime, classic, summer. Everybody loves it. So then we put, instead of those like Cool Whip whipped cream kind of dollops on it, we're covering it in like cherry pie filling kind of stuff. Cherry pie topping. That's it. And you cover it with that, and then you slice it, and then you get just, like, that, like, sharpness of the cherry, and then the, like, sweet mellowness of the key lime pie. And it's really delightful. So, we're hoping that does well.
Is it the first time you're doing it this year?
It is. But we're just thinking of, like, summer drinks. How do we turn that into a pie?
Makes a lot of sense.
So that came up. What summer drink would you turn into a pie, or would you like to see turned into a pie?
As you've been talking, I've been writing down some of my ideas for
I've
pies.
Noticed. I'm nosy. I want to know.
Yeah. I thought there was one more here. Here's a combination of things that you don't get together a lot. Pears and lime.
I think the lime would drown the pear out.
Pear
is such a delicate flavor.
I want to know. Apples and lime as well. I want to know.
Okay.
I want to know what that's going to be. Maybe like grape. I don't think you can do like a grape pie. It seems like it's redundant. Like it wouldn't exist.
Like with grapes in it?
Yeah, I had like wine cooler pie. Like I couldn't figure out what that meant, but I wrote that down. I wrote down the words wine cooler pie.
Actually, no, you could do that. If you substitute wine cooler for the lime juice that goes into a key lime pie,
yes,
that's it. You got it.
Okay, I'm glad I'm not too crazy. How about this one? I had a margarita pie.
Absolutely. I mean, that's basically key lime pie.
Yeah, but like just maybe like tequila. Salt around the rim of it, and yeah, I wanted to be like really. I want to turn mixed drinks into pies. Is what I'm doing.
Yes.
Yeah. Specifically yes. Mixed drinks. Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, just again, pour that in and I would do a margarita, but without margarita mix, and just do lime juice and tequila, and then put that in this pie. Otherwise, I think it'd be too sweet. If you're talking about the key lime pie thing, I was
about earlier. What about like a Moscow mule pie with like ginger and lime?
That would be so good.
And what's basil is usually in it. What's the herb?
Is it mint?
Maybe it's mint.
I make it with mint. I don't know if that's correct.
Makes sense. And you could even like maybe do like a coppery look to the crust somehow. Put a handle on it.
Serve it,
it
on a
know.
Copper dish.
Ooh, yeah. That seems like a thing I would definitely want to have. What about like a mimosa? Like a nice orange. Good. Orange pie.
Orange and champagne. Ooh, that would be good.
I'm thinking like how they you have what? Like a lime pie, right? That's not like an uncommon thing. Just do like an orange version of that. Yeah.
We're going to try a blood orange one with
dark great.
Chocolate ganache on it.
Yeah.
And then we were going to try a grapefruit one too.
Mint julep pie.
Mint julep pie. What is a mint julep?
Bourbon, sugar, and water, and mint. So it'd be like a minty pie. I think I would actually like to try that. I don't know how you get it to happen. Like a mint ice cream, but it's got to have like the consistency. Maybe like make a mint cream cheese?
Yeah.
Am I crazy? Am I insane right now?
Like a mint cheesecake?
Yes. That's a mint julep cheesecake.
What is it? But how would you get what are you doing with that whiskey? You could do, that'd be weird.
Can you make like you can just like coat something in whiskey, maybe like some sort of nuts or something?
You can make caramel with whiskey.
Okay.
But that's what I was going to say, but I don't think caramel on a lime pie would be good. I think that would be gross. I also think whiskey's gross, so.
I've had good whiskey and bad whiskey. A white Russian pie, almost like a creamy milky pie, with like maybe even like a coffee flavor to it.
A white Russian is Kahlua and cream and vodka, right? Yeah, so a white Russian cheesecake. I'm really hung
I know
up
you
on
are
cheesecake.
Well, cheesecake is just the cream cheese just makes like the base instantly easier to do because you don't have to deal with any sort of fruit or anything in there. Like, if I'm using, like, rum and coke, like, I think, like, I could do, like, a rum and coke cake. I think that'd be pretty sweet.
That would be really good. Maybe some of these would be better as cakes.
Or ice creams.
Oh, ice creams.
Oh, my mimosa ice cream.
Oh, my mosa.
Trademark it. Oh, my mosa.
So, speaking of ice cream, I just had, I don't know that I've ever had this. I feel like I must have once, but it must have been from childhood. I had a banana split, like full on. Well, I shared it because it's really big.
It's so big.
But I had like the traditional vanilla, strawberry, chocolate with pineapple and strawberry and fudge and whipped cream and cherries and the nuts, the whole shebang. And it was so good. A banana split is just so good.
It's just classic, right? Like this classic food that we forget about sometimes.
Yes. That would also be delicious as a cake. You could do like different layers of like, you could do the cake layers, chocolate, strawberry, and vanilla. And then in between each one, you could do those different fillings. That would be super good.
So there's a few places now by me. Mm-hmm. So Guernsey Ice Cream, which is Guernsey is a really popular dairy here in like Southeast Michigan. Mm-hmm. And they keep on like branching out and getting bigger, and I'm finding their ice cream everywhere.
Wow.
They have what's called a bear claw ice cream.
Oh, yeah.
With chocolate-covered cashews inside of it. with a caramel drizzle.
Yeah. And the ice cream's chocolate, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, Bear Claw's good.
Bear Claw is my new jam right now.
Yeah.
They have a Traverse City one, too, which is like a delicious cherry thing.
Yeah.
But my gosh, Guernsey ice cream is just like tearing it up right now. I think I'm coming to terms with paying a little more for something I'm not going to eat very often.
Yeah.
Like an ice cream,
mm-hmm,
or like some sort of like spice or herb. And I don't think I've like ever really been like that.
Yeah. So
I'm trying to want the better thing in life, I guess, when it's something I don't eat a lot.
Yeah, I feel like that was an early 30s thing, like realization that I don't ever eat this, so I might as well spend a little more money on it and enjoy the thing that I hardly ever eat instead of being like, oh, that was okay.
Right. Just kind of like getting the lower version of it or the cheaper version of it.
Yeah. Yeah.
I think I'm going to start doing that with like meat. I think I'm going to
start
like wean off meat and just start to eat more like pasteurized and grain-fed stuff and like, mm-hmm, bison meat and better fishes and stuff.
Mm-hmm. Husband has been doing that.
Yeah, it just makes a lot of sense. Like, it might help me like eat less of it in general. Mm-hmm. And like, if I'm going to eat it, I'm going to eat the best version of the thing. So
that's exactly his logic.
Mm-hmm.
Same with bread, which was an interesting idea.
Yeah. I actually don't eat a ton of bread.
Neither does he.
I very rarely do.
I don't. I think this is based on almost nothing and is super ignorant, but I feel like men don't eat as much bread as women do.
Wow. Okay.
Because at work, the women I work with will all be drooling over bread and butter. Like, if you all just want, like, I just want to eat bread and butter, I could eat a whole day of just bread and butter. And then, like, the guys I work with are like, yeah.
Eh. Yeah, no, it's not really that big a deal.
But it is. It's bread.
I don't even really like pasta all that much. There's some good ones out there, but just like a...
Did you ever have pasta with butter on it?
Just plain buttered pasta? I don't think so.
Butter and Parmesan cheese. That's how I used to eat it when I was a kid.
Yeah, no, I don't think I've ever done that.
So good. Ooh, do yourself a favor.
I eat a lot of rice now. So I'll have like pita bread around, but actually just like a loaf of bread just doesn't exist for me. I don't even think to get it in the store.
I just can't get it in the store. Maybe that's why I want it so bad, is because I can't have it.
Well, thanks for joining us on this after show for Top Rope Chef, and I hope you join us for more episodes to come. And if you try out any of the things that we talked about today, double dressings, making pies from mixed drinks or whatever, let us know. TopRopeChef@gmail.com.
Please and thank you.
Goodbye.